We're here at the 20th National Ethanol Conference. With me is Randy Doyle, who is the chairman of the Renewable Fuels Association with Alcorn Clean Fuel in Minnesota. Randy, tell me a little bit about your plant in Claremont.
We are one of those cooperative farmer-owned ethanol plants that started about 20 years ago as well in Claremont, Minnesota. Still owned by farmers, still a co-op. It is a great organization. We're making about 50 million gallons per year now, as well as a lot of high-quality distiller's grains and corn oil and CO2.
Well, 20 years. So you can go back 20 years. And 20 years ago, when you were starting this plant, what did you think about where the industry might be 20 years from then?
Well, 20 years ago, when we were starting the plant, we had, for the first time, $5 corn. Oh, my gosh. People thought the world was coming to an end, and what in the heck are you doing, Doyle, starting the plant? But it was perfect timing. It really was great. We got up and running when a lot of the industry was ceasing because of that price. And because of our co-op nature, we were able to do that. And that really got us off to a great start. There were other plants that were in the same boat, one up in Benson. You know, we were both facing the same issues and both made the same choices, so it's been good for both of us.
How much has your plant meant for the local community?
It's a huge impact. I don't know how you would quantify this, but I will tell you, my office sits right beside the scale. And when we started the plant, I had all these little bobtail trucks and old rigs, and now it's all semis and shiny, and they're all owned by the same guys.
Wow.
And when they come to give me grief, they drive new pickups. So they're in great, it's doing well. It really is.
Well, let's talk about the conference here. It's almost over. What do you think about how this year went?
I think this has been a really great conference. I try to prowl the halls a little bit and just listen to what people are saying. And the feedback has been really good. People have been piqued by some of the speakers, encouraged by some, discouraged by some, but that's kind of the nature of the business. But everyone seems to appreciate the level and quantity of information that they've received.
We had a great program. And what would you say were some of the highlights of this year's program?
Oh, for me, it's always Bob's speech. I mean, come on. You know, Bob is the ethanol evangelist, and he kind of earns that title. He is a great speaker, but he really puts things together in a great way. And that, for me, you know, is almost always the highlight. I did appreciate having Chris Grundler here, although since I had to introduce him, I was sitting there kind of feeling sorry for him because Bob was taking a few shots. Rightfully so, but, he and Chris kind of owned up to it, and that was good. Mm-hmm. I did hear one person in the audience say, "I recorded this, Mr. Grundler, and I will bring it back when you come back next year."
I did too, so I'm holding him accountable myself.
Good.
Well, besides the program, really what this conference was started for 20 years ago was the networking, and it's great to see, even when the program's going on, you've got lots and lots of people out in the lobby talking to each other, and that's really the great benefit of coming to the National Ethanol Conference.
Yes, it is, and frankly, that's one of the things that I always look forward to so much, because I get to see my peers here. I get to meet people who are working on new technologies here. I get to talk to people who are in important positions with the government. And I get a lot of information, but I also have the opportunity to talk to a lot of folks. And for those of us who also market ethanol or other products, this is a great time to meet your customers. And, I see marketers that always take advantage of it. And frankly, one of my frustrations as an RFA member is to walk through the halls and see how many people aren't wearing the little tags and haven't signed in, but are taking advantage of the fact that the whole industry is gathered here, and they can kind of sneak in on the cheap, dirty dogs.
Why will you tell your fellow ethanol producer plant friends and colleagues, why should they be a member of the RFA?
Well, they should be a member of RFA because of the impact that RFA's had in Washington, D.C. If you look back at our track history, that is fantastic. We have tremendous influence with a guy heading the organization who was named one of the top lobbyists in 2014. Come on. But beyond that, RFA has a fantastic staff. We've got some of the best people in the industry working for us, and they're all passionate about what they do, and that is so wonderful to have people with that level of skill out there working for you because they love it, because they want to. Wow, we are really blessed. And to be able to support and sustain that kind of organization, it's worth every penny you pay and then some.
Well, and as you pointed out, even those who are not members are benefiting from what RFA does.
Absolutely. That's true, and I would certainly like to have their support as well, and would hope that they think about that because it is important. And all of us working together, I've run a co-op plant. There's a reason why co-ops work. It's because people join together, they see their mutual interest, and they work hard together to achieve common goals, and that's a part of what RFA is about.
Randy, thank you so much, and appreciate being here and seeing you, and looking forward to another great year at ethanol, right?
Absolutely, and good to see you again, Cindy.
All right, take care. Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.